Post-traumatic stress disorder is a major issue among military veterans. The National Institutes of Health estimates that 20% of Iraqi war veterans suffer from PTSD. 10% of those who served in Afghanistan also suffer from the disorder. Many veterans with PTSD are turning to horses for help. It's called equine therapy. More than 30 Veteran Affairs medical centers across the country participate in this kind of therapy for service members. Reporter Sarah Eden Wallace visited a volunteer-funded equine therapy program in Whatcom County. She's learned how a horse's uncanny wisdom can heal invisible wounds.
Who wants to go next?
I'm Ron. Physically, I'm just kind of worn out and tired. Been moving last week.
Ron Betcher sits on a folding chair in a tack room next to fellow Iraq veteran Richard Dykstra. They're on a small farm north of Bellingham, taking part in a program called Animals as Natural Therapy, where veterans with PTSD work with horses. They're checking in with therapists before they head out to harness the horses.
I haven't been able to sleep very well because I went and did the interview so I can start school, and I'm excited but nervous at the same time. It's just scary as hell.
Betcher and Dykstra debrief. It's important because horses are so intuitive, the veteran's pain can be overwhelming. With them is therapist Joaquin Aguirre. He's worked with veterans for a long time.
Some of the symptoms of PTSD would be isolation, meaning not coming out of their house. Some of the veterans are living in our hills here in our mountains, and they don't come down to the city except maybe to buy food and maybe at night only.
I haven't told Ron,
veterans often struggle with hypervigilance, unable to come off being on patrol.
Difficulty letting down their guard. They're having daymares, walking down the street. Maybe even driving and road rage. So rage is a big one for them.
Sonia Wingard started this program on her farm. She says in the military, there's a lot of predictability. When vets come home to their families, life becomes less predictable, and that creates stress.
And so we found with working with the horses has really helped people just get that you can't control the situation always, and then it's okay. And the horses teach them that. It's so cool.
After check-in, Dykstra and Betcher head to the barn. Wingard and Aguirre help them put halters on the horses.
You want me to go ahead and get Artemis?
Betcher leads a gentle bay named Artemis, and Dykstra takes a chestnut mare called Abby out to a large corral.
Can you come help me today, Artemis?
It's a sunny spring morning, and the horses eagerly sniff the scent of new green grass on the hills all around. The men work one-on-one with a therapist.
All right, let's go in.
Aguirre and Wingard walk alongside, offer suggestions, help the men connect with the horses through voice and touch.
It's going to itch your chin today. Maybe you're going to need some fingernails to itch your chin for her.
Even small steps can be significant.
Come on.
It's an amazing feat when you're able to lead a 1,000-pound, 1,200-pound animal. But when a horse joins up with you, that's huge. So there's metaphors there. Are you watching my back?
Where would you like to take her to?
Wingard says the horse is role model, calming down. She's helping Dykstra lead Abby around the pen, bonding with her. Abby's antsy about some elk eating grass on a nearby hill.
Abby, calm down.
The veterans see that in the horses when the horses are on alert and how they go back to what we call go back to grazing. They go back to calm. And that's what we want them to be able to do after a nightmare. You know, after somebody gets one of our veterans upset driving, we want him to be able to go back to grazing.
Wingard suggests letting the horses loose so they can roll on the ground.
There you go.
As Abby moseys off, Dykstra starts talking about Iraq.
Yeah, these dreams are just killing me these last couple of days. I've been really drained. I was in the infantry when I was on active duty, so I saw a lot of the frontline bloodshed. So it's been pretty rough for me. Just a lot of bloodshed.
And maybe there's grief. You know, sometimes if you wake up with a feeling of grief, you can just put your hands over your heart and your can I show you something?
Your hand. This is your left hand.
Wingard teaches him some breathing techniques she learned from a Native American healer. Dykstra closes his eyes.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take your guys' advice because so far everything that I've done here, working with Abby and stuff, it's really helped at home.
Betcher says the horse therapy has helped him understand his partner and her kids.
Working with the horses, especially Artemis, because she's stubborn like I am. I just think it's helped a lot.
At the end of the session, the men are reluctant to leave.
Yeah, I'm going to put them right into that field over there.
Abby, I got to go. I'm going to go home. All right, I'll leave you alone.
Suddenly, Wingard calls for help. Somehow the aluminum gate to the pasture has come off its hinges and pinned her on the ground. Betcher dashes in and raises his arms to keep Abby and Artemis from escaping. Dykstra hurries over.
Well, you look like a turtle.
On my back with a fence on top of me.
That must have been a surprise, huh?
Yeah, speaking of getting your breath back and your feet back on the ground.
Aguirre helps Wingard up. Then he and Dykstra refasten the gate. The vets grin with pride and a mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going out.
Yeah, I'm going to come out. Okay.
So, do you want a hug? Right.
See you later.
See you next week.
Wingard says later it was the first time in 10 sessions the veterans had been open to a hug. It's not just spring grass that's growing at this farm. It's trust and hope. I'm Sarah Eden Wallace for KUOW.